It's a beautiful fall day in New York's Central Park, and Steve Brill is looking for something to eat.
Hey, everyone, come over here. We have another species. Come on over here.
Steve Brill, I'm sorry, that's Wildman Steve, leads foraging tours in parks all over the New York area. And today he says he's going to prove to me and about 30 others that the park is full of things to eat.
Yeah, here, try this. Here's a large piece. Let me know.
But the tour starts out a little rough. At first, we find a lot more plants that can kill us than feed us. Yellow violets will make you vomit. So will pokeberries. So will pokeweed.
Is this the worst thing you've ever smelled? The chemical is called butyric acid. The name comes from rancid butter. This is a common element in decaying flesh.
Foraging isn't for the faint of heart or for the uneducated. Wildman is very careful to tell people to study up before they start snacking on the weeds in their backyards. But he says once you learn to recognize edible plants, it's pretty easy to tell them apart from the poisonous ones.
You have to know what the plant is. If you go into a supermarket, you have to tell the difference between the apples and the cigarettes. The apples are good for you, the cigarettes will kill you. Black walnut doesn't look much like poison hemlock. They all have their identifying characteristics.
And it turns out there's a lot of stuff out there that is edible. Chew some birch bark, it tastes like wintergreen. Primrose has a root like a radish. Garlic mustard tastes like, well, garlic mixed with freshly cut grass. Most of us didn't really love that one, but the crab apples were great.
Okay, this is a crab apple tree, ripe crab apples. They have a texture of applesauce and a flavor like tamarind. Spit out the seeds.
These are really addictive.
Okay, but before you start poking around in your neighborhood park, there's one more thing you should know. The thing about foraging is, it's kind of quasi-legal. You're not really supposed to pick the plants in most parks. And Wildman Steve himself has gotten in a bit of trouble for this. In 1986, Central Park officials busted him for foraging. They let him off in handcuffs and charged him with criminal mischief. Wildman eventually got off, and he hadn't had any run-ins with the law since. Until this year. A week after I met Wildman Steve, he was in court again. This time it was for harvesting sassafras.
Defacing the park. That was my crime. There's no defacing at all. I didn't damage or destroy anything. This is total nonsense.
Wildman Steve faces fines of up to $2,000, but he keeps coming back. Why would he stop, he asks me. His tours can change how people see the world around them, and that's more important than a court date. Take 12-year-old Rory Langan. Rory told me his cousin has a black walnut tree in his backyard. But it never occurred to Rory that the walnuts he found on the lawn had any connection to the nuts you buy in the store.
I never thought you could eat it. I thought it was, like, poisonous. It's actually pretty cool, though. Pretty good.
He says he can't wait to get home and take his cousin outside for an after-school snack. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.